You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Love, so exciting and new. I'm Chip, and I'm expecting you. So, since the end of the classic series, the Doctor's just been slightly more touchy-feely than he ever was before. Enough so that you could actually come up with a top 10 list from worst to best of the Doctor's kisses since the classic series ended. Ranked in terms of consistency with characterization, sensibly advancing an episode's plot, dramatic effect, or significance to the overall story, we begin with the bottom five. At number 10, we have Planet of the Dead and Lady Christina. This is such a Hollywood cliche moment that it's almost painful. There's only one redeeming factor, that it provides a visible motivation for the Doctor to actually leave her behind and continue to his solo travels. Otherwise, it's completely superfluous. Number 9, New Earth and Cassandra. That's the second most audacious osculation in the series, but it goes for the early season shock value. It's really anticlimactic after the season 1 finale, more about that later. And the script could have provided us with any other clue that it wasn't really Rose in Rose's body. Number 8, Smith and Jones, the Martha kiss, the genetic transfer, osculatory tonsillectomy, however you want to call it. Notice a trend here? The bottom rung of this list are the obligatory Hollywood cliché-style kisses, where the producers have learned, hey, we can do this. Let's do this again. The biggest problem with this kiss isn't just with the kiss as a gimmick, but also that it really freezes Martha's characterization in place through the first 12 episodes of Series 3. As the unrequited love chick. Number 7, The Unicorn and the Wasp, an episode that was played for laughs. You either loved it or you hated it. And in that light, the obligatory companion kiss for season 4 is hysterical or stupid, but I went for the hysterical, the slapstick comedy of providing the Doctor a shock. I loved it. I laughed out loud, but your mileage may vary. And finally for this podcast, number 6 is Voyage of the Damned, which is the least egregious offender in the obligatory cliché kiss category. Neither kiss in this episode is exactly mutual, but both are clearly motivated by characterization. Astrid's wishing the Doctor luck in a classic disaster movie setting, and I love the way tiny Kylie Minogue deliberately and urgently finds something to stand on so she can reach up to the Doctor. And the Doctor, in the end, says goodbye to her, to someone that he couldn't save, in a tender and emotional moment. I like it. It's a genuine moment. Both of them are genuine moments in a big mess of a disaster movie. We'll be moving into more consequential kisses in the next 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You can find more of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can subscribe and leave a review. That would be great. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast is also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening. See you with 2MTL 150 when we wrap up this list.